This podcast is from a program which originally aired in 2003.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is singer-guitarist Kendra Shank. Her crystal-pure tone and sensuous phrasing have won her rave reviews from critics and fans alike. As Terry Teachout said, "Get in on the ground floor. This lady is going up." My goodness, everything you do is sort of one step or two better than the last. Do you feel that way?
Well, I hope to always be growing and progressing and learning. So I feel grateful that I've had plenty of opportunities to play the music and do that.
Well, it really seems to be happening, and I'm really glad for you, and I'm thinking things I want to ask you, like, did you grow up in Washington State?
No, actually, I relocated to Seattle as a young adult, but I grew up in California.
Oh.
I was born near Sacramento in a little town called Woodland.
Yeah.
And my father was a professor at the university at Davis, California. And
he... Anybody musical in your family?
Well, my mother sang in musical theater. She was an amateur actress, very good. She could have gone pro. And she was performing in the university productions that my father was directing. My father's a playwright and director. So I grew up in a theatrical family, and music was a part of that.
It really helps, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because I didn't, but I mean, if you do, I think so much of it rubs off on you, and it must have, because did you discover when you were a little kid that you could really sing?
Yeah, it wasn't the focus. I was acting when I was five. I was on the stage at five, and my mother was playing Mrs. Peachum in the Threepenny Opera.
Oh, my goodness.
And so she was playing this record of, was it Beatrice Arthur? And it was this record of the Threepenny Opera. She was playing it over and over and over to learn her parts. And at 5 years old, I could sing the whole score of the Threepenny Opera because I had it in my ear, and I didn't know that was difficult music. I didn't know the difference. I just sang whatever I heard.
No. Oh, I think that's wonderful. And so, of course, they were in your corner. They helped you sing and play and do anything.
I was definitely raised in the arts. I'm very grateful for that.
Hey, you know, you ought to sing something. And I would love to hear one of your beautiful songs.
Well, I'd love to do one with you.
All right, what'll we do?
How about Long Ago and Far Away?
Oh, that's a beautiful tune.
It makes me think of Paris when I was 19. That was long ago and far away.
Yes. Okay.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day. And now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
You know, that's such a pretty song, and I'm wondering why you chose that one. Do you like Jerome Kern, or you just love that song?
Oh, I know what it was. I was trying to remember. The pianist who's in my band, Frank Kimbrough, suggested it. There may have been other people who've suggested it, and I've forgotten, so I apologize to them if they deserve credit. But I remember I was asking Frank to play a particular standard on a gig, and he said, "What do you want to do that tired old thing for? If you're going to do a standard, why don't you do something like Long Ago and Far Away?"
That's what I like, somebody that speaks their mind. I sometimes wish that I could get my bass player and drummer to do that.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm saying, "Gee, what should we do now?"
Uh-huh.
And they sort of say, "Well, I don't do what you feel like, you know." And I wish they'd say something like that.
And I hadn't heard of the tune before, you know. I I know plenty of standards, but I hadn't heard of that one. So I went and looked it up and found it and went, by golly, he's right. This is a beautiful
tune. Well, then how do you learn them? Do you just read it? Or?
Yeah, I usually go to a reel, but, well, it depends. A lot of times I'll hear a song on someone's recording, quite often instrumental. For the longest time, I wasn't listening to vocalists at all because I was too afraid of inadvertently mimicking somebody, and I wanted to find my own voice. So I would listen to instrumental music, and sometimes I'll hear a tune there, and then I'll have it in my ear already. But sometimes if someone recommends a tune like Frank did, I'll just go out and find the lead sheet for it, usually in a real book or something, and just read it, yeah.
Well, that turned out to be a very good one.
Thank you.
And what do you think we can do for another song that will have all these things in it that you're talking about?
Well, I thought of one that, actually, this one did come to me via another singer. My first influence was Billie Holiday.
She might be.
As many singers would say, she was the one that made me want to sing jazz music. And she sang this beautiful ballad called Some Other Spring that I was just taken with. And lately I've been doing it with a little different feel. Maybe we could try that.
I'd love to. Irene Kitchings. And it's a sad song.
Yes.
It's a beautiful song. Dying to hear it the way you do it.
Let's try.
Let's go.
Some other spring I'll try to love. Now I still cling to faded blossoms, fresh when worn, left crushed and torn, like the love affair I mourn. Some other spring when twilight falls, will the night bring another to me? Not your kind, but let me find. It's not true that love is blind. Sun shines around me, but deep in my heart, it's cold as ice. Love, once you found me, but can that story unfold twice? Some other spring will my heart wake, yearning to sing love's magic music, and then forget the old duet. Find love in some other spring.
That was a beautiful song.
That was fun.
When I think of all the things that singers have to contend with, like playing with strange piano players. And, I mean, you have to have a lot of faith, because if you're going to go somewhere and maybe you haven't met the piano player, does this ever happen to you?
Yes, actually, when I tour, I mostly have to use pickup bands because I can't afford to take my band on there. I have a wonderful band in New York, and we play here in New York and in the outlying areas, but
With
Frank Kimbrough and Dean Johnson on bass, whom you know. I heard
you
recently with him and Jackie Kane. And Tony Moreno on drums.
I don't think I know him.
Oh, he's wonderful.
But it gives you a great feeling of confidence, doesn't it?
I love having
But I think you really have to have courage to go out on the road. And how do you find a piano player? By word of mouth or somebody you've already known?
Exactly. Actually, usually by word of mouth. And usually I get a referral from a fellow musician who recommends someone. And then I'll usually hire the pianist, and then I'll ask him to put together a group that he plays well with. So then I know that they'll be feeling good together, and then it's just a matter of me fitting in with them and then fitting in with me.
And then do you get them, or get the piano player to listen to some of your music, some of your records?
Yeah, I send the records on ahead of time with the lead sheets.
And you hope that he'll listen?
And then we usually have if I'm lucky, we have about a two-hour rehearsal and sound check just before we hit. And then we
I think that takes a lot of nerve because me, I can go out and, of course, it's true that the bad pianos, I don't get too many of those, but I mean, at least you sit down with your two hands and something comes out. You don't have to rely.
Well, I really enjoy the challenge, actually. I think it's made me a stronger musician. So, and it's helped me communicate well with musicians. And also, I really enjoy meeting all these different musicians and each person that I play with, because I'm a very interactive singer.
Oh, I see you are.
So whomever I play with, and they're always wonderful players, they bring something new to my music and they bring something new out of me, maybe something I wouldn't have thought of before or wouldn't have heard before.
I think that's great. You have a wonderful attitude about it. Of course, we haven't talked yet about you playing the guitar, which I think is wonderful. How did that happen? Did you pick that up when you were a kid also?
I did, yeah. When I was 12, I picked it up. I can't remember why exactly. I think it was because I saw my brother playing. He was playing guitar, and I always wanted... My brother is 3 years older than me, and was always my hero as I was growing up. Everything he did, I wanted to do. I think that's how it got started. He was playing, and I wanted to play.
I think one of the great things about the guitar is, well, it's like... having a piano, I mean, you can accompany yourself and play for yourself. Nobody has to be around.
It's such a portable instrument.
Depend on anybody. Yeah.
I feel bad for you pianists who have to change instruments all the time as you travel. I can carry my guitar with me. I always get to keep my.
Yeah, but you know, nowadays we do get good pianos. But I guess that's also a test of character. I hate to get one of those. What I call woolly pianos, where I like a bright action. Mm-hmm. And when you get one that's sort of dull, it's really hard to play.
Yeah, see, that's what would wig me out. As a guitarist, my action is my action. My guitar has an action that I'm familiar with. Mine,
sure.
Luckily, has a very low action, which makes it easy
to
play.
Well, now I'm dying to hear you play it after all this talk. What are you going to play?
Well, I thought I'd play for you a song that was the title cut of my very first CD, my debut CD, and it's written by a wonderful songwriter named Carol Coates, an Englishman.
I
maybe.
Know him.
Did you know him when you lived in England? Or
no, I met him somewhere, Chicago or someplace, and I've heard some of his music, so it'll be great to hear you play one of his songs.
Carol Coates wrote this. It's called Afterglow.
Nice.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.
Oh, my love, I miss you so. All that's left is afterglow. Once desire becomes a fire unfed, though it burns a while, soon the fire is dead. So I must go where lights are low, where the songs are sad and slow. Hear them all before I fall apart. When this afterglow leaves my heart.